Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bryce Hill of the Illinois Policy Institute. He's a research analyst there at Illinois Policy. Bryce, great to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Bryce, are you a baseball fan by any stretch of the imagination there?
I am. I'm a Cubs fan, so I hate to say that. Got about a half game on it.
Yes. Right now, the Cardinals can puff out their chest a little bit, but with this division, that will change any dime, like 100 times before the end of the season. You have an opinion? Are there three bases on a baseball field or four bases on a baseball field?
You know, I'm of the opinion that there are three, but the stolen base for home plate is actually starting to swing my opinion.
Yeah, completely. That is exactly the way I was. Well, you are a Cubs fan, but we still love having you on here because the Illinois Policy is always following these important stories and giving us the information that we need to know that sometimes is too hard for us to find without the people doing the hard work that you guys are doing there at the Illinois Policy Institute. But I wanted to talk to you about some of these big government contracts that our legislature is still engaging in. On the backs of taxpayers, what does the Illinois taxpayer right now need to be looking at as far as how we are managing our money, who we're paying it out to, and what we're getting for those dollars?
Absolutely. So as you've heard, I'm sure, Governor Pritzker just came to a big agreement with AFSCME and giving them a pretty substantial raise over the next 4 years, as well as $2,500 worth of bonuses for having to endure only being the second highest paid state employees in the nation. But what we found when we looked at all state employees and local employees across Illinois, oftentimes they're being paid up to 60% more than their private sector counterparts, even when they have the same education and work experience. So taxpayers in the private sector are being asked to pay taxes that go to pay their peers, people with the exact same qualifications as them, 60% more than they're earning.
That's an enormous amount of money. I mean, to consider the fact that Illinois doesn't have the money in the bank right now that it needs to have with the massively unfunded pension liability, among other things, this does seem very unfair. And when you look at who these agreements are being made between and where some of this money comes back to help other people get elected come election season, I think it's something that the Illinois voter needs to look very closely in the circle of where the tax dollar comes out of their pocket and then it goes into this system. And it seems like the people who are closest to these politicians who get elected are the ones who end up benefiting from it.
Absolutely. And, you know, this contract, the most recent one, is going to cost taxpayers $3.6 billion over the next 4 years. But that is really just a fraction of the cost. It's actually going to lead to not only higher taxes, but it's going to lead to fewer jobs in the private sector, especially jobs that are trying to compete with the public sector. Is going to lead to, you know, higher unemployment, longer durations of unemployment. So it really just is this compounding effect of not only higher taxes, but really stripping opportunity away from the private sector.
So when the Illinois taxpayer is looking forward here and seeing where the future of this state is headed with the spending practices that it has right now, are there any glimmers of hope with fiscal responsibility in the Pritzker administration with this Democrat supermajority in both houses in Springfield? Is there anything to hang their hat on for the Illinois taxpayer right now?
Well, you know, I think that question is really going to come in November when we actually get to decide what happens with the state tax code. So if we approve more money to Springfield or if we put our foot down and refuse future tax hikes, that's really going to be a big determining factor of whether or not the system can continue the way it is. There are also, you know, some glimmers of hope with, you know, some real reforms starting to be considered. You know, we're hearing more and more about pension conversations, and it's, you know, we're not there yet, but there is some hope that maybe one day we're going to get to a place where Illinois politicians are taking seriously the fact that we're out of money.
There's an article on IllinoisPolicy.org right now It says there are MotoMart gas stations just across the Illinois state line on Interstate 270 in Missouri and on Interstate 64 in Indiana. Both have been very busy since July 1st when Illinois doubled the state gasoline tax from 19 cents to 38 cents per gallon. I have been somebody who has not bought a drop of Missouri or of Illinois gas since that tax doubled. And I know many people who are doing the same thing. This is how Illinois voters, taxpayers, this is how they vote. This is they vote with their feet. They vote with going across the river to buy their gas on the other side. This is going to also have a negative impact on those businesses that are close to those state borders. People who are running the gas stations in the state of Illinois are going to suffer because of this overtaxing mentality that this legislature has trying to fix everything with pulling another dime out of the Illinois taxpayer pocket. Is there any more interest in looking at this gas tax and trying to squash the automatic increases that it will have on an annual basis to try to stop things like this from happening in the future?
Well, yeah, as you said, it's automatically going to increase by roughly a penny every single year. So, you know, I'm not aware of any political will, so to speak, of stripping back this gas tax. But, you know, as we see, especially in border states, gas stations right across the border are flourishing while the revenue and business just isn't coming in. In Illinois, that's something that, you know, we can expect to continue to happen. And those same gas stations who are just trying to make it their local businesses, they just got hit with, you know, a massive minimum wage increase over the next several years. It's also getting phased in. So it's actually going to, you know, further cut into their bottom line. Not only are they having to charge higher prices because of the state tax, but now their bottom line is being eaten into because, you know, we have rising labor costs and, you know, this is just piling on to the factors that make, you know, the public sector so much more hindering in Illinois than it is in other states. You know, Illinois' public sector is the highest paid out of its neighbor states. They have the largest pay gaps between the public and the private sector. And it's really unfair practices and unfair taxes like these that perpetuate the system.
So what does J.B. Pritzker and what do the Democrats in Springfield who passed this gas tax, along with some of the Republicans who decided to support this measure, what are they saying is good for Illinois when all of these people trying to fill up their gas tanks have to pay more in Illinois? They're saying, we're willing to take this money for you, but we're going to give you something better in return. Is Illinois seeing anything better in return for that?
You know, they're promising infrastructure spending, and we still haven't gotten the full details of what future infrastructure projects are going to look like. However, before this gas tax was even voted on, the Illinois Policy Institute did an analysis and revealed that you could do $10 billion worth of infrastructure projects on maintenance for roads and highways and things that they're alleging that these taxes go to pay for. You could have done that without raising taxes by a single penny. You could have done that with our current level of revenue. You could have gotten increased infrastructure spending at the state level, and really done some work to improve communities without asking taxpayers to pay for more money. So it's going, what they're saying is essentially what they say when they hand out these large contracts is that this is a good thing that's going to, you know, lead to increases in employment. But unfortunately, they're not taking into consideration the effect that it has on the private sector. And what we've found is that, you know, it makes it harder for these 285,000 unemployed Illinoisans to find work.
Yeah, well, we continue to watch as Illinois policy uncovers a lot of this information that is important to the Illinois taxpayer. And Bryce, it's great to have you on today. So thanks for bringing that information to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.